This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is kicking off another week of action by giving new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets instantly. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
I think that they are essential to athletics. You know, I just love what they do. I love the cheers. I love the way that they sound. They say, hey, go team, you know? I mean, what can a dog do? A dog can't talk.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
Always give me the dogs catching frisbees. Dogs I enjoy more than women. Now the dogs feel more comforting to me. And they do cooler stuff.
On 1340 WKGN.
You know, I personally would stand with Pete on this one. I mean, animals are supposed to be free. You know, they're not there to be your entertainment.
V! Oh! During the game.
They do things at halftime, too. They do that at halftime, too.
And it's not nearly as effective because the game's not going on. I need to be entertained. Love the cheerleaders. They have their place. But when it comes to halftime, I prefer my bitches catching frisbees.
Well, I don't know.
Man, I miss my dog.
Hour 3 kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hit us with some Hour 3 headlines, Draven.
Well, your girl, John, there's been rumors, there's been talks about your girl Adele getting locked up. There goes your dream, man. It's over. And she officially went to Instagram with it with Rich Paul. New boyfriend, new boy toy. How about it?
I'm gonna come up for Rich Paul.
Who is Rich Paul?
You don't know who Rich Paul is? It's LeBron's agent. It's LeBron's right-hand man.
Jeez. Was I supposed to know that?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like most people somewhat involved in sports know it. What a come up for Rich Paul. He met LeBron just by going up to him and trying to sell him some throwback jerseys in an airport one time.
LeBron liked him?
Yeah, and they became friends. And
never knew that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Became business partners, and now he's with Adele.
Crazy how it works, huh?
Just keep grinding.
Is that the lesson?
Yep. Just keep grinding.
Good for him. You a little sad, though?
No.
Okay. Happy for her?
I mean, I'd like for him to get Adele back working. I'd like to see her on tour. Like, can she go on tour? I feel like there's some of her voice where she says she doesn't want to go on tour. I mean, how does she still have so much money? I guess I just can't... fathom living off of just those two albums, but hell, I guess you can.
Do you want to go on tour? Imagine the stress and just the exhaustion from that. Jeez.
If I was famous like that, which maybe she's too famous for this, but I would have just like sit on like Vegas residency for 6 months out of the year, not have to travel.
Yeah, there you go.
You make a bunch of money. Sell tickets for $200 or $300 a piece because people are in Vegas to spend money. That's typically what I would do. I mean, it's what they were doing with Britney Spears because they knew she couldn't handle the road. So
just living it up in Vegas, but she can handle Vegas. I don't know.
You can live like in a home like outside of Vegas. You don't have to like live on the strip.
I know, but being in Vegas, trying to calm down a little bit,
leave
doesn't sound
Britney
like the best
alone.
If you're there for work, I mean, you don't have to go crazy.
I guess. A lot of stuff that can make you go crazy, though, in Vegas.
A lot of people live in tourist spots that aren't like tourists, and they're able to handle it, so
right.
I think you'd be okay.
Some kind of breaking news. Weird. I don't even know what the hell's going on here. There's not really official reports, I guess, but New Orleans, the Caesars Superdome, apparently has caught on fire. There's smoke coming from the building. Not funny, Cam.
It's kind of funny.
Not funny. Doesn't look like it's a super like serious fire. Like it's not like the whole top or anything, but there is a little part that is on fire and smoking. So, man, New Orleans just can't catch a break down there, man. And again, we'll kind of give the details as they come in, see what actually happened. But yeah, How would the roof be on fire? Like, how would this? Some wiring issue. I don't know. Seems kind of crazy. College football news. Charlie Brewer. Does that name ring a bell for you, John?
Charlie Brewer does ring a bell. He's a quarterback.
He is a quarterback.
College quarterback.
College quarterback, indeed. He
like a name that I know like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. Well, he played for Baylor for a long time. Remember those? Remember those days? He's there for. I mean, he was there with Matt Rhule, right?
Was
couple
he?
Yeah, pretty sure. A couple years ago.
Anyways.
Yeah, he was pretty recent, wasn't he?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he's been there the last 2 or 3 years. You can confirm that for me. But
what's going on with him?
Apparently, he transferred to Utah. Get a chance to lead the Utes to a Pac-12 championship game, but doesn't look like that's going to happen because he is leaving the program 3 games into the season.
Oh. What's Utah's record?
I know they lost to BYU, right?
So, yes, he was at Baylor for 4 years, and then I guess either used his COVID senior year or his free transfer, grad transfer. I don't know. He was okay.
Yeah. 3 games in, calling it quits.
Did you say why? Just tired of playing football?
I was going to say, I haven't really seen much of a reason. I was looking at the stats. I mean, he is definitely 26 attempts, 27 attempts.
I saw where so MTSU's quarterback sure. just quit 3 games into the season, too.
They did just lose to San Diego State, so maybe.
Like,
I was going to say, maybe lose to San Diego State. He's like, yeah, I'm not getting being on a terrible team again, which Baylor wasn't bad.
Like, at what point is like Derek King going to say the same thing? Like, this ain't worth it, guys. He's out this weekend.
He's terrible. He is so bad. Did you guys watch any of that Michigan State game? He's awful. He's awful. But, yeah, kind of surprising there from Charlie Brewer. Did you guys see the Rutgers situation going on with them? They have suspended 2 football players, right, for an incident involving paintball gun.
I guess the same.
Yeah, I was going to say, paint gun, you kind of picture it at least. You get it. But, yeah, so the situation was reported that 2 players have been charged with aggravated assault and possession of a weapon for unlawful purpose stemming from an incident Monday night that involved, a paintball gun.
Interesting.
So they had 2 different players who are going to be suspended, 2 starters as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So watch out for the paintball guns.
Were they just
out there
watching 8 Mile or something? I mean, that's like a key part of like 8 Mile, and they're riding around with the paintball guns shooting.
Never seen 8 Mile.
That checks out.
Imagine that.
That checks out.
That's with
50
Cent.
I was going to say, yeah, Tom Hanks, but that's Green Mile.
Oh yeah.
Never seen that movie either, but I know Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is in that movie, right?
8 Mile? No, he's not.
No, Green Mile.
The Green Mile, but yes.
Who was in 8 Mile, Draven?
Huh?
Who was in 8 Mile?
Eminem.
Okay.
I said 50 Cent. I thought.
I know, and he was rolling with it, so yeah. I was like, oh no.
I thought I got him.
I didn't even hear you say 50 Cent, thank God, or I probably would have said it. Ha ha ha, very funny. Let's see. Hey, some UT news, since we're in college news. Shout out to Charles Davis. You guys like
old Charles Davis?
You like him as the announcer?
Mm-hmm.
He's been on the Madden games last couple of years. Was on Fox, right? And then he went over to CBS with my boy Ian Eagle. I believe that's right. He is a 2021 Distinguished Alumnus Award winner.
Okay.
The highest alumni honor for the Vols. Okay. Yeah, for the Vols.
That's good. Good.
How good was he back in the day at defensive back?
That's before my time.
Never got to see him, huh?
No. Before
my time. How old is Charles Davis? When did he play at UT?
He's in his mid-50s, right?
86, 80. So he went in 86?
Yeah, that's before my time.
Interesting.
I mean, he's old enough where they like. I mean, he's the most distinguished alumni. I mean, maybe next time there's an AD opening, we'll call him. I know a lot of people kind of wanted him.
I feel like he'd be pretty good. Maybe just because he talks so well.
Yeah,
though.
He's a good talker.
Maybe that's true.
Maybe we can't hire him after Fulmer.
Some other just NFL news, real quick. Bruce Arians reaching out to apparently Richard Sherman. The Bucs have had some injuries in the secondary, so Sherman still a free agent. Of course, he had his little. Kind of off the field issues. Yeah, I was going to say some issues during the summer. But apparently Bruce Arians has reached out to him. Potentially, why not? Tampa brought in pretty much every decent free agent on the street last year. Why not do it again? And how about the what'd you make of the Jags trolling your team, Cam, on Twitter? So the Falcons tweeted out, was it just the picture layout? Is that what they're talking about? How it's the black and then the picture at the bottom?
I don't know. I think it was a solid quote. I didn't really look into it too much. I was just like,
So Arthur Smith just kind of had a basic quote. You don't want to be in the spot that we're at. That's reality. 15 more to go, blah, blah, blah. And apparently the Jags, I think they had a similar picture, too, where it was like kind of the same font, same format.
Just two loser franchises promising their team they'll be better after starting 0-2, and then they're arguing over who is the biggest loser.
Pretty much.
That was sad, Cam.
Jags tweeted, hey, can I copy your homework, in the quotation marks, and then said, yeah, fam, just switch it up a bit. And then, of course, alluding to the Falcons tweet.
I ignored it.
Does that make you feel, Cam?
Oh, I'm fine.
It was kind of like, what are we doing here? Yeah, I was going to say, maybe the Falcons should feel as embarrassed as Jacksonville, who's like going, they're going out of their way to tweet at a team that, again, like you said, said the same thing about just not being very good in the first 2 weeks.
It's wild how pitiful both those franchises are. Falcons in the Super Bowl, the Jaguars should have made that Super Bowl in 2018. Now both of them just
down bad.
Pitiful.
Yeah. The NFL announced today also going to have an international combine that will take place October 12th at London's, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. With select players advancing to train in the U.S. and potentially be allocated to NFL teams. I thought this was pretty cool. Surprised we haven't done this more often.
They saw the one hit that rugby player had this weekend, and they're like, yeah, we need to go out here and get some of these boys scouted up.
Didn't see it.
It was pretty
well, like on a kickoff or something?
On like a, I don't know what the hell they were doing. I don't really know the rules of rugby. The guy was getting rid of the ball.
I did see that where he's punting it. He was trying to kick it, and then the dude just literally killed him.
Yeah.
My God. Yeah, and of course, we've had some international players make a couple of teams. Was there the tight end for the football team? I know he was an international player. He ended up making the team. So give those guys a couple more opportunities. You guys looking forward to the Ryder Cup this weekend?
I am.
Who you riding with?
USA, bro. They kicked Brooks Koepka off the team yet.
Speaking of Brooks, though, he's making the headline. By the way, the Europe team feels kind of stacked compared to USA's team, right? A little bit? Don't they have, like, a lot of the top players?
I mean, let me see the right.
Including John Rahm, I mean, Sergio over there. And
I don't know. Sergio does turn it up. It does seem like they like, you know, they take the Ryder Cup more seriously.
Yeah.
Who we got? Who's playing? Let's see. Phil's not playing, right? He's just the vice captain.
I think so.
So who we got? Morikawa, Killer, DJ Killer, Bryson Brooks, who knows? JT, really good. Cantlay on fire. So, I mean, that's a pretty good thing. And then Finau, Schauffele, Spieth, Harris English, Berger, and Scheffler. I mean, that's a pretty good roster against Rory, Rahm, Paul Casey, Matt Fitzpatrick, I thought he, I didn't realize he was European. Terrell Hatton, Tommy Fleetwood, Victor Hovland, Lee Westwood, Bernd Weisberger, Sergio Poulter, or Lowry. I like our team better. I think they're more focused on winning as a team. We'll see how our boys do. Am I wrong? Are they 9-2 their last 11? Or is it?
Wait, who is?
7-2 their last 9. I'm pretty sure the Europeans are.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Please don't yell at me, golf people, if I read that incorrectly. Good batch of headlines. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Let's play some Tuesday trivia, Cam.
Okay.
I lost to Hayden last week.
Did you?
I did.
Hayden was here on a Tuesday?
It was a Wednesday. You were gone both
days,
so we just
played
on.
That's right.
He only had like 5 minutes to play, so it was like a really big speed.
So Hayden got you,
Hayden,
huh?
Hayden got me.
Wow.
Yeah, he got me. What are the topics today, Cameron?
Today we have geography.
Blech.
Money.
You're going too fast. Hold on. Geography.
Said two words.
Money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Board games.
What is this, man?
Movie link.
Oh, wow. Well, this is an L.
And Tennessee versus Florida.
Oh, God.
You won last week by proxy of Team Hodden, so go ahead. You are up first or second, whichever one you want.
Let's do – hold on. Let me list out these numbers. Let's do movie link for three.
Movie link for three.
Yep. Take All one right. away from the movie guy over here.
Tenet, Water for Elephants, The Lighthouse.
I may not get a point again. Did I get shut out? No, I didn't get shut out that one time.
You got one.
That's right.
You were the team that was done.
Okay. Stop. You're distracting me. Tenet. Who was in Tenet? I remember that movie, but I don't remember who was in it. Lighthouse. And what was the third movie?
Water for Elephants.
I don't know any of those movies. I can't picture any of the actors / actresses in those. This is a tough start. Tenet. What was Tenet? Was Tenet with Robert Pattinson? Was that movie? Or is that way off? Is that movie, John? Let's see. I think Tenet was with Robert Pattinson and some other guy. Because it came out last year during the pandemic. It was like one of the few movies that came out last year. Am I just making all this up? It's not Robert Pattinson, right? Water for Elephants. I don't even know what that is. Water for Elephants. I know it won some awards or something. Man, I need to go. See, recently I just haven't watched a lot of movies, John. And it's just, I don't know if it's a pandemic, COVID.
We are
just
going to need an answer at some point.
Is Robert Pattinson in Tenet? I'll just go Robert Pattinson. I don't know. Is he in Tenet?
Yeah, you're right.
Robert
Pattinson. Is it right?
Is
yeah. correct.
Let's go, man. How about that?
I don't understand how you got a minute and a half there doing that, but do whatever you got to do, I guess.
I didn't get no shot clock or anything, so.
Yo, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the ref over there. give me Tennessee, Florida for three.
Man, what a big
Tennessee,
one.
Tennessee, Florida
there.
For three.
I think I got that one wrong.
This weekend's meeting between the two teams.
Oh, God. Why I picked this one.
Is what number meeting?
Number meeting is a 3-point question. Okay, that's weird. The 55th.
55th is close, but it is the 51st.
Ouch.
I didn't know if you remembered last year him making a big deal with it being the 50th meeting or not, but.
What kind of questions are you going to ask about money?
I don't know. Let's find out.
No, you know what? I'm just going to keep doing movie link. I feel good after that last one. Just do the two-pointer, though. Let's do the two-pointer. Movie link for two.
All right. Movie link for two.
Yes, sir.
Fight Club.
Okay.
Moneyball.
Okay.
World War Z.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is correct.
Give me movie link for four.
Have you seen Fight Club?
Yeah.
All right. Movie link for four. 40-Year-Old Virgin, Spider-Man 2, The Lego Movie.
What is this damn edited, animated movies? What was the second one you said?
Spider-Man 2.
There's so many
And the
people.
First one was what?
The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
What's the shot clock at?
Shut up. Oh, punch you in the face after you took a minute and a half. I don't know. Give me James Franco. Although I can't picture my 40-year-old version.
James Franco is incorrect.
Yeah.
It was Elizabeth Banks.
Okay.
Is that, who's she in 40-year-old version? The blonde-headed girl that's crazy?
No, that's Leslie Mann.
No, that's not. Oh, at the beginning. I'm talking about at the end. The one that's like, he talks to at the bookstore, and he acts all tough guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's in it.
Is that her?
Leslie Mann's the one that he goes home with.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Banks is the one that is with Seth Rogen, right? That ends up, like, hooking up with Seth Rogen.
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about. The one talking at the bookstore. Yeah. Either way. I really do not want to do UT versus Florida. It looks stupid. Get it wrong. I don't really know much about the rivalry. Curious about money. I'll do money for three. Curious.
Money for three.
Yes, sir.
All right. What two coins have ridges on their edges?
What two coins have ridges on the edges? I didn't even know coins had ridges on the edges.
It's a good start, then.
Let's think here. So, ridges on the edges. Edges on the ridges. Ridges on the edges.
Where are we on a shot clock here? It's already been 15 seconds.
Yeah,
we
got about
15
seconds. For his first question.
I feel like a quarter does.
10 seconds.
Maybe a nickel?
We will need an answer.
Quarter and a nickel?
Quarter and a nickel.
Quarter and a dime.
It's half right. It is a quarter and a dime.
You knew that? I guess you did.
As smooth as they come. Either way, it doesn't do me any good to know that one. Give me board games for three.
Board games for three.
See if he knows his board games.
Name four of the six weapons in Clue.
Four of the six weapons in Clue.
Yes.
God. Candlestick.
Yes.
Rope.
Yep.
Knife.
Yep.
And gun.
Yep. That's correct.
What else is there?
There's also a pipe and a wrench.
Okay.
Pipe and a wrench. All right. So 5-3.
That's tough.
5-3. These, I need to do a three and go back
up. I wouldn't have got the other two. Maybe pipe.
I'll do geography.
Is pipe and wrench not a little redundant? As far as weapons
go?
Yes,
yeah.
You're hit somebody with
same,
a pipe.
Same technique,
saying,
I guess.
Like, you're just bludgeoning with them. Same as a candlestick, really, if we're getting down to it.
Yeah.
You say geography for three?
Geography for three.
All right. What is the capital of Canada?
Oh, man. I feel like I should really know this. It's not Toronto. Is it Ontario? No. Is it Ontario? Oh, man. I feel like I should know this. I know it's not Toronto. I think it's Ontario. Or maybe it's something else. Edmonton? Is Edmonton in Canada? I think I'm going to go Ontario. Ontario.
Ontario is incorrect.
It's not Toronto. What is it?
It's not. It is Ottawa.
I thought about Ottawa, but...
Give me Tennessee, Florida for two.
Dang it!
For two.
These are hard questions. Do you know that? I was going to say.
Yeah, of course I know that.
Did you?
Sure.
Due to when the game is usually played, the rivalry is sometimes nicknamed this.
The third Saturday in September?
That is correct.
So I'm up, or is it Todd?
It's five.
It's Todd? Golly. God.
Battle back.
Okay. All right.
Battle back. Let's go. Now we get down to some strategy. What are we going to do here?
These are all tough.
It's your fifth question.
I have two more after this.
You have three questions remaining total.
And you have three. Okay. I just know I'm not going to get the UT Florida one right. I know I'm not.
Could you please pick a category?
I'm not going to get board games right either. I never played a lot of board games. I'll do geography for four, I guess. Like, I don't know,
you've
man.
Never had a childhood.
These questions are ridiculous.
Geography for four?
Yes. All right. Yes. Geography for four. Come on. I got this.
Which?
Oh, God.
Airport is the largest airport in the United States.
The largest mall is in Minnesota. I was hoping you were going to ask that. I know that much. Is it Mall of America? So the largest airport in the United States. Do I have to have the name of it, or can I give you just the location?
Don't look at me.
I'm asking. Do I need to know the name of the airport or just
the
location?
I'll give you a location.
Okay. Thank you. First thing that pops in my head, John, is
for a four-pointer, just for the record. But.
Well, first thing that pops in my head is Denver, like Denver, but I don't think that's right. I think it's just more they got the whole conspiracy theory on the airport in Denver. Is that the one in Denver? California, maybe. L.A. wouldn't be a bad guess, but I don't think that's right either. So I just got to give you a city or a state.
You can't just give me a state.
So a city, okay. That's all. I just make sure. Just making sure. Well, you don't make the rules. Let's see.
If I did, you would have already lost your time on this because you've been talking for 45 seconds.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't talked that long.
Need an answer.
I guess we'll go Denver.
Denver. It's actually correct.
Wow. Man, you know, it's not over yet. I'm not going to start getting cocky. Let's go. Let's keep rolling. 9-5. Oh, man. Ice in his veins. Ice in his veins.
Give me.
Putting the pressure on, too. None of these look pretty. I'm telling you. None of these look good.
So it's 9-5. He's got 2 questions left. I got 3 questions left. Is that mm-hmm. correct?
Yep.
Give me board games for 2.
Board games for 2. How much money do you get for Pass and Go in Monopoly?
$200.
$200 is correct.
Okay, so up by 2. He doesn't have a 3-pointer, so he'd have to get a 4 to take the lead. And I'm fine with you tying it up, so I'm going to go big right here, baby. We're doing movie link for 5, Cam.
Right.
I don't trust any of the other 4-pointers. Trust my movie links. Let's go.
Movie link for 5.
That's basically, this would be like a fourth quarter touchdown, put it up 2 scores right here. Right, basically put the game away. Or at least it'd feel like the game.
The Jungle Book, Home Alone 3, Sing.
Is there multiple Jungle Book movies or no? Because I feel like I should get a specified year if there's multiple ones. Is that
this
too much?
I'm imagining it's the new one.
It's the 2016.
2016, the new one? Home Alone 3, Jungle Book, and what was the last movie?
Sing.
I feel like everybody was in Sing. I did not watch any of these 3 movies. I should just took a damn 2-pointer or something. That's tough. Who was in the most recent Jungle Book? Man. I can't even think the little kid's name in Home Alone. Is he even in the 3rd one?
Man, it's been a minute. Like, what are we doing here?
Okay, I ain't going to answer. I have no idea.
You gotta guess Macaulay Culkin. He's not in the 3rd one.
He's not?
No.
Who's in the 3rd one?
I'm not telling you.
Do you have any guess, or are you just tapping out?
No, I'll say it. I'll pass. Pass. I don't want to look stupid. What is it? Who is it?
Scarlett Johansson.
Really? My girl, man. ScarJo was in Home Alone 3? What is she doing?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. That was question 6 for him, right?
Yes.
And I get a question 6.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Give me 2 for money.
Money for 2.
Trying to tie it up, huh?
Which president is on the $5 bill?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln is correct.
Okay, so this is my last question.
It's 9-9. What are you going
to
do?
9-9. All right, so let's see. If I got a 4-pointer, it'd be over.
I don't think I was going for the 5-pointer there. I think I would have taken money 2 to make it 9-7, but or 11-7, but you do you.
Well, it doesn't matter either way, because if I get a...
It does matter.
How does it matter? If I get a 2-pointer now, you're still going to have to get a 4-pointer either way.
But... Yeah, I mean, there's only
but
two.
But if I'd have got a 2-pointer, it'd just been 2-2 again. It's been tied.
Yeah, it's 2 geography now, though.
Well, got my last geography question right, didn't I?
I mean, yeah, maybe.
So
I suppose taking the 2
money. How about you just, play on your own side over there?
Go ahead.
You're not my teammate.
Don't miss. You miss, you lose.
So, Cam, here's my logic. I'll talk to you a little bit about it. If I get the 2-pointer geography, I know he's not going to go 2 for money because that would be cowardly of him. Mm-hmm. He would want to go for the win, and he had to get a 4-pointer for money. 4 board games.
I would just like.
Oh, he actually doesn't have a two pointer if I get the two pointer because he just did money for two, didn't he? Okay. I will do, man. Yeah, no, I'm going to go with it. I'll do geography for two. He's going to have to get a four pointer.
Geography for two.
I trust that.
What is the longest river in Africa?
Four, five, six.
Say it one more time. Sorry.
Eight.
Start the timer over. Repeat the question.
In Africa.
Like, am I supposed to know this? Is this something that people know? Is this a two pointer?
15.
Yeah. I'm supposed to know this?
17.
But we will need
18,
an answer from you.
19. 20.
The longest river in Africa. The Nile River? I don't know.
24.
The Nile is correct.
Of course it's correct.
How about that? I didn't know it. I guessed. No idea. That's the first river that popped in my head. Okay, here we go.
Lord of mercy.
he's got to get a four-pointer right here.
All right.
A lot of pressure. Just don't overthink it. Whatever you do, John, I'm telling you right now, just don't overthink it.
You know, I'm probably just, if I don't know it, I'm just going to sit here till the end of the show, since there's obviously no time limits here. So that's probably
I took like 15 seconds.
I counted to 28 when I get to 28.
No, you didn't. And I also had to repeat the question, so that should stop this timer. Either way, just go. Just go.
Plus a minute and a half on Robert Pattinson.
He's impressive. Pulled
that out. No, it wasn't. That was very easy. There's only two people in the Lighthouse movie.
I've never seen it.
William Dafoe, that's it.
I had no idea who was in the
Lighthouse. Those two people sitting there in the Lighthouse, that's it.
I had no idea who was in Lighthouse.
Do I want to go to Tennessee, Florida?
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to be a tough one.
Come on. Like it's Florida week. It's Florida week.
Money.
You don't know what money could be.
I know. Money could be anything. It's probably going to be like what a foreign country is going to be named. I'm not going to know that. I'm down between board games and Tennessee football. Tennessee football.
How many board games you played in your life?
It's going to be hard. I play a lot of board games, but there are some obscure questions there. Just give me Tennessee, Florida for four.
Mm. All right. Tennessee, Florida for four.
Pressure is on.
Originally playing infrequently, until this year, where Tennessee and Florida have played every year since.
What the hell does that
question mean?
Basically, the year they didn't play.
No, the year they started playing every year.
The year they started playing every year.
Yep.
I got two guesses in my head. Give me 92.
1992 is correct.
Let's go.
Wow. You've got to be kidding me, man.
Game winner.
That seemed like more of a three-pointer.
Still would have won. Let's go.
Did you know that, Draven?
I think so.
You didn't know that.
That was the number in my head.
Was it?
What'd you say? 94?
Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. The NFL is back in a couple days. Does feel like it's now football season now that we're into week three, though.
Oh, yeah.
Does feel like football season is here. Thursday is just 2 days away, and FanDuel is giving you a risk-free same-game parlay. Just put three legs or more in it. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you get your bet back up to $10. Carolina or Houston, Cam, who you lean towards right now in that? Carolina, I assume?
Yeah, Carolina should win the game. I'm going to rock with David Mills to cover the spread, though. 7.5.
Is it David Mills or Davis Mills? I don't even know what the hell his name is.
I don't know.
I think it's David, ain't it? David Mills?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, I always go back and forth.
When you said Davis, I thought that sounded right. But either way, that's the only way you can watch this game on Thursday with Davis Mills. I'm going with Davis. Davis okay. Mills and
I think it is Davis. Yeah. Or
who cares?
It's David.
Okay, the only way to watch it is to put in the same game parlay. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, claim your 30-1 odds for Monday night's game against Philadelphia and Dallas by signing up with the promo code TALKSPORTS. If you win your first bet, you keep the cash. You lose, you get your bet back up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund of $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile web. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. Anything we've missed so far today? Have I missed anything, Draven?
Carson Wentz.
What was the update on Carson Wentz?
We had said he was in a boot and riding around the facility on a scooter Monday. He'll test out his two sprained ankles Wednesday.
It's still funny he's got two sprained ankles.
I still don't know how that happened.
Is he going to play?
I mean, it kind of doesn't sound like it, right?
I mean, if you're the Colts, you kind of have to play him, right? Like, the fact you're 0-2 means you can't really afford to set him, right, for a division game. Now, it's a division road game, but still.
But, yeah, it seems like tomorrow's going to be the day they're really going to know for sure. But, yeah, no, I'm with you on that. You need him to be able to play.
0-3 hole, yeah.
A couple other updates. They, you know, we kind of mentioned Big Ben, but they are hopeful he'll go Sunday. And then also
oh, is he even in question that he'll go? I just thought it was kind of like, hey, at some point this year he's going to be out of the game.
Yeah, I think it was like that. And also at the same time, like, yeah, he should be fine unless there's like a setback or something like that. And Andy Dalton's knee injury seems to be week to week. So as of right now, it seems like Fields may be in line to get his first NFL start in Cleveland. So injury is still a story of the NFL. Let's see.
I feel like week two is always kind of like that, though. You have a couple of serious injuries. Was like Saquon got hurt week two last year, was out for the season. Wasn't like Bosa got hurt as well. We had a bunch of injuries week two last year.
Yeah, it was a weird day for injuries for sure. Bet you feeling good about that Colts game. Jacob East.
I mean, it does feel good. It does feel good to have, you know, Carson Wentz being Carson Wentz. I cannot imagine sitting over there and saying that he's not injury prone to see him only be injured again for the second time already this year. That's got to be tough.
Yeah, couldn't be me.
It's got to be tough. It's okay, though.
Just a freak play again.
Sure, yeah.
Both ankles. I just would never comprehend that. Like, not one, but two. Like, yeah. He's not playing Sunday. It was like, one ankle, maybe, but like both your ankles, like really though.
Doubles the
like, imagine like having to process two ankles messed up. Like, there's no way the guy's playing.
Maybe if you have two sprained ankles, it's better because like
one's not. Yeah. It's kind of balanced, yeah. I guess. Yeah, you might be right.
Two
actually,
two negatives equal a positive type of thing. Maybe that's right. Good for him. You ever think about that? Possible.
I'm all in. Yeah. Colts upset. Mm-hmm.
You did call the Colts upset already.
If Carson Wentz was healthy.
Oh, you're already backing off on it?
I said that yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I said that same thing yesterday.
Oh, just checking. So you're already backing out of it?
I'm surprised the spread is still only 5.5 when it really doesn't look like Wentz is going to play and Tennessee's at home.
It does seem strange, right? But the thing is in the NFL, for people that, you know, follow gambling or maybe are new to gambling, I guess, there are very few quarterbacks that actually move the line. It's always kind of surprising. Like, the point spread manipulation or the point spread, like, you know, variation depending on starting quarterbacks is, you know, I want to say like there was Rodgers a couple years ago, it was like worth 4 points, and that was the most in the NFL, which I thought was wild.
That is crazy. Wow.
That, like, you know, when Rodgers goes out, like, they move the point spread like 4 points. But for the most part, they're not overreacting because very few quarterbacks are worth the 4 points in the first place because it's such a team game.
But, like, if the Chiefs were without Patrick Mahomes.
And this was before Patrick Mahomes was a thing.
Okay, I was going to say, if Patrick Mahomes is out, like, they're 6.5 favorites against the Chargers. I would imagine the Chargers would become favorites if Mahomes was out. You wouldn't think so?
No, I don't.
I don't know, man. It's big.
In one game, no. Like, I think now there's Super Bowl odds and everything would go, but in a one game sample, I think you'd still have Chad Henne as a 3-point favorite.
I don't know.
It's wild to say, like, maybe with Brady and, like, who is their backup? It's not even Josh Rosen. He's in Arizona, right? Like,
Rosen's in the
Yeah,
Atlanta,
Trask. Like, maybe, like, if you're
back.
They
have Blaine Gabbert. They still got Gabbert on the team. Yeah.
Now, if Blaine Gabbert, it wouldn't drop that much.
Yeah.
For 1 week. Again, now it changes the entire, you know, complexity of the season if it's for a long-term injury. But, no, man, like, backup quarterbacks, like, I mean, like, when Tyrod Taylor goes out for Davis Mills, that line's going to move maybe, like, 2 points at most. And that's also, like, a short week, like, so that'll be a little bit different because, you know, he's not going to have as much time as a starter. And he's a, you know, a rookie making a road start. Are they in Carolina this year, week, or in Houston?
They are in Houston.
Okay, so, you know, maybe, I mean, what was? Do you remember what the spread was before
I've always seen it at 7.5.
Okay,
I haven't
maybe
seen
they,
it
maybe
really change.
Maybe they knew he was going to be in the whole time.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's 7.5 still.
Okay. Right.
So, like, I mean, with Carson Wentz, maybe it's a 3.5-point spread for Tennessee. So maybe if Easton's there, like, he'll get moved to 5. And people will bet it, probably. But, I mean, like, usually they don't adjust the lines too much for these quarterbacks. It's actually kind of surprising.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, Dolphins, too, plus 3.5. And we saw how bad they looked with Brissett out there. Yep. The Raiders are 2-0. Raiders looked good at home, too.
I don't know what it would be with Tua starting. What do we think? The Dolphins would be, might be minus 1.5. So maybe they
move. I mean,
the
would the Dolphins be favored, though? I mean, the Raiders.
They might not be. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like the Raiders should be favored either way. But
I mean, they were underdogs at home against Buffalo. This game is in Las Vegas, so never mind. You're right. It would be, yeah, probably a 3-point spread.
Hmm. Yeah.
Now, you can argue there that there's not much drop-off between Jacoby Brissett and Tua. Again, where Brissett gets a full week to prepare. I think that was the big thing that was hurting them against Buffalo is he kind of just got thrown in and the whole game plan goes out the window.
Oh.
And they're, you know, they just had players doing dumb things. Getting stopped on fourth and short and things of that nature, fumbling.
Yep.
Wentz isn't one of those quarterbacks that, you know, gets a lot of love on the point spread anyways as it is. Now, you know, Easton looked terrible, but I'm not surprised that the line's only been 5.5. You can't put Tennessee over a touchdown just because the Colts get credit for having a good roster, I think. So he's in a walking boot, huh?
So they're saying.
How's he not in two walking boots if he's got
two? Somebody just needs to carry him.
Literally. Got a wheelchair or something.
Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. So you're... Last call on the program is brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. The G3 Help Me Hotlines will be on and popping. Russell Smith, the drive guys up at Craven Wings on North Shore. Go by and see them from 3 to 6. They'll have the G3 Help Me Hotlines on and popping. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. At 865-401-8214. They will help you get the compensation you deserve at G3. You matter most. Visit G3HelpMe.com. That's G3HelpMe.com. G3HelpMe.com. Cam, let's play some Pump the Brakes. What do you got?
I got a bus driver shortage causes students to have to do this.
Walk.
Pump your brakes.
Is that it?
No.
Carpool?
Some students in Boston were going to go on a field trip. But there's a bus driver shortage, and they couldn't get the charter bus they originally had. So instead, they take a bus with a stripper pole and neon lights to their field trip.
Hey.
That's awesome.
So yeah, students in Boston rode a party bus complete with stripper pole and neon lights on a field trip due to the ongoing national school bus driver shortage. An 11th grade AP language and composition teacher tweeted about the experience. It's a funny story, but there's actually a real bus shortage, and it speaks to major flaws in our education system, yada, yada, yada. He's like, there's no way a reflection of anyone involved in planning the trip. We were just trying to have a fun day with the kids, and that's exactly what happened.
I bet the kids had a lot of fun. At what point did they think this was a bad idea? Did little Susie take a spin around the pole? And they're like, okay, this is bad. Bad idea. We shouldn't be doing this.
I guess,
don't touch the pole, please.
Bring extra hand sanitizer. That they didn't say anything about the kids wilding out on the bus or anything, but they were like, yeah, the students were happy to be able to still go on their trip and things like that, and they didn't want to, you know, leave them hanging and have to cancel their field trip after, you know, there not being any bus drivers and their charter bus falling through. So they made something happen to get the kids out there. Didn't even say what field trip was. But, yeah, there's a bus driver shortage, apparently, so you may have to take a stripper bus.
Got to do what you got to do. At least the field trip didn't get canceled. Would you rather that have happened, kids?
No, it's true. I'd rather, yeah.
Brazilian soccer star Hulk.
Ah, yes.
Yep. First of all, his name's Hulk. That's kind of cool.
Yep.
He announces, Draven, that he is having his fourth child.
Hulk Jr.?
Hulk Lee.
Hulk the fourth. No, I guess it wouldn't be Hulk the fourth. Hulk Junior. How does that work? I guess you can't name all three of them. Junior. I don't know. He's having the fourth child. The name's not important. He's having it with his niece.
Oh.
Now, no. Not like any incest going on here, but he left his wife for her niece.
So
it's niece, like through marriage.
Step-niece.
Yeah. No, not step-niece, just like
niece-in-law.
Married into the family. Yeah, niece-in-law.
It would be a niece-in-law, yeah. Right?
Okay, that's what
Which
it
I
is,
think,
yeah.
I've never heard anybody call like niece-in-law, it's just niece.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like your niece or nephew. Like,
I feel like he should differentiate, though.
Well, I mean, I think you would just say, no, this is just my wife's niece. Like, I think it's what he says now. Like, okay. At this point, he's like, no, this is my ex-wife's niece, but it was, yeah, it was his wife's niece that he left.
Okay.
His wife for.
Those family reunions.
You think that's, I was going to say, weird or not weird if you're, like, in that family?
It's got to be very weird. I got to say, Auntie was pretty attractive.
What about the niece? Hmm.
She's attractive too. Much Hulk. Younger.
Hulk, man.
Much younger, but the feel bad for the auntie a little bit. She was a looker herself.
And they had four kids. He had four kids with the aunt.
He had three kids with the aunt, and then,
the fourth one
is with the niece.
Hulk Jr.
Which those kids, I mean, is that your aunt? Your
stepmom.
Like that's tough. That's tough.
Oh, that's so weird. Yeah, I don't know. It's complicating things.
Love wins, though.
Love wins.
Sure does.
Love wins. That'll do it for us. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio. The Drive is up next.